Good morning. Happy New Year. Oh, it's so good to be back and continue our journey. And it is a great, such a great opportunity to be able to be back and preach the power of the gospel of God. We continue our journey in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7 this morning. We continue from verses 11 to 17. And I pray that this new year we hear this morning with a heart that is open and with a heart that is willing to let God speak to us this morning through the power of His Word. We finished off last year with Neville preach about faith. The great faith of the centurion. And I know that we've been pondering upon that during the holiday, and I hope you had a great Christmas celebrating Jesus and a great Happy New Year. But this morning we are here, and it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's my church family. Yeah, we are looking forward this year to continue our journey that was started from last year in the Gospel of Luke. On, wow, what a gospel, what a gospel. That we learn to know God more and more, that we learn to know our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, Luke 7, 11 to 17, that we'll be, just a minute, journey on this morning. Luke 7, 11 to 17. I'll be reading from the NIV translation. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the pyre they were carrying him on, and the bearer stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Let us pray for the word of God. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. And we pray, Holy Spirit, speak to us through your word. We come this morning before you, ready to listen to the power of your word. Father God, open our heart. May we open our heart to you. Open our eyes to see Jesus and the power that he has. Speak to us, Lord, this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What a powerful story. I love how Jesus paired the story of the faith of the centurion's servant as a male and now as a widow. And when I read this chapter, I ponder upon Luke 2:49, how Jesus said to his parents, "Why are you seeking me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" I've been pondering upon this. And we're reading here from last year, from the end of last year, the faith of the centurion, the healing of the servant of the centurion, and that great faith. And now Jesus, soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain. It's always about his Father's business. And we hear this morning it's about God's business. And let God speak to us this morning. And I've been pondering about that verse, how Jesus is always, always about his Father's business. My food is to do the will of him who sent me. Maybe this is the year that as we hear this morning, maybe this is the year that we get up. And it's all about our Father's business, all about Jesus. So this morning we're going to look at more of Jesus. Jesus' love, his compassion, and his power. And his power. We get to learn more and more about Jesus, about Jesus. I think I shared before about that little girl in our Bible study group on Monday. She couldn't go to the Bible study that I took with the kids on Monday night. And she was sick, so the mom wanted to take her home. So the mom walked into the class to take her home. The little girl keeps shouting, "More Jesus, more Jesus, more Jesus." And I'm here. And I know that we're here this morning for more of Jesus. And we can see that in our passage today. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with them. First thing I want us to see that Nain is a little town. This is just after the healing in Capernaum. And now Jesus is walking. It's like a day walk, about 25 kilometers into a little town of Nain. And we may think it is not a coincidence. It is a divine appointment. It is planned to be written in the Gospel of Luke, because Luke is the only gospel that wrote the story about the widow in Nain. And that tells us something, that we have a Savior that came to save, that came to seek the hurt. The widow that is overlooked, we see here the Savior is coming. And let us see the heart of Jesus. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." We see here the heart of Jesus. Last year, we've been preaching about our heart. I remember my last sermon from last year about the fruit. No good tree bear bad fruit, no bad tree bear good fruit, about the heart, our heart. But this year we look at the heart of Jesus so that we can learn from it at the beginning of the year and follow through, learning about the heart of Jesus, his love and his compassion. Jesus saw the widow and his heart went out to her. A Savior that is full of love, a heart that is full of compassion. In the NLT translation, it says, overflowed his heart, overflowed with compassion. That's our Jesus. He looked, he saw the widow, he knows, he cares. His heart, his cut, the feeling is in his cut. It went out to her, full of love and compassion. And as I mentioned before, after Capernaum, straight soon afterward to Nain. It's for a divine appointment. And we can see here there are two different types of crowds. Jesus and his disciples in a large crowd went along with him. This is after the miracle they saw in Capernaum, the healing of the servant that Jesus said, "What a great faith." And we want Jesus to say this year, "Oh, Fairfield Baptist Church, what a great faith. We want to have a great faith this year." And this story here is different from the story before. The story before, they sent someone to Jesus. They sent people to Jesus to come and do the healing. But here, Jesus is just going there. The Bible just telling us Jesus is on his way there. And we see here two different crowds. A crowd that is following Jesus after seeing the miracle of healing of the servant, the power of speaking from a distance. And a crowd that is coming out of the gate, mourning, in tears, crying, grieving, feeling lost, hopeless. Two different crowds. But when they meet at the gate, transformation happened. Jesus is coming in. God himself is coming in, because we have a Savior that came to bring hope to the hopeless. We have a Savior that saw, that see our needs and come to save us. That's his mission, his love, and his compassion. The widow already experienced grief before the losing of her husband, the loss of her husband. And now the Bible said she was a widow. And this is her only son, her only protection, her only provision, because males do the work in the Jewish culture. She's already been grieving before. And I know some of you that when we are sitting here, we all go through grieving, the loss of a loved one. Oh, it's hard.
but we have hope in Christ. But here we see the power of Jesus. While the widow are feeling hopeless, mourning, grieving, feeling lost, broken, Jesus is coming to meet her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her instead. This is such a powerful, his heart just went out to her. A voice of comfort, don't cry. It is a hard thing to say to someone that is mourning, don't cry, because tears is a part of our grieving. But here is the Son of God. Don't cry. And I want us to take this to heart. Let's pause here for a moment and take this to heart. God sees you. God knows you. God loves you. God cares for you. Take that to heart this morning. What we learned from what he saw, the widow. This morning, if you are here, there is a situation that you are going through that seems like a death situation that is out of your control. God sees you. And the amazing thing about our Savior is that he knows you by name. He knows what you're going through. And he loves you with an everlasting love. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And he cares for you. And we get to see his caring heart this morning in this passage this morning. Take it to heart, whatever you're going through. Maybe it's the beginning of the day you felt like a bit of spiritual dryness, going through a season of spiritual dryness. God sees you. God knows you. And just as Jesus meet with the widow at the gate, Jesus will meet you, wherever you are. And he loves you. And he cares for you. That voice, I can imagine that voice, don't cry. Because his heart just went out to her, don't cry. Take it to heart. God sees me. He knows me. He loves me. He cares for me. Whatever the enemy and whatever the devil is trying to do, I have a powerful God that knows me and will come to help me. We see the power of Jesus. Then he went up and touched the pyre they were carrying him on. And the pyre stood still. He said, young man, I say to you, get up. Young man, I say to you, get up. The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. God's planned this event to be written in the Bible to encourage us. Not only is it relevant for the people in the Bible in that time, oh, it's so timely, it's so relevant to us Christians and believers today. That voice, young man, I say to you, get up. Jesus has the power to give life. He has the power to give life. And death listened to him. That's the power. That's the power of Jesus. The hope that Jesus brings. What is our hope in life and death? Christ alone. Christ alone. And this morning, I want to encourage you this morning. This is who we belong to. In Christ, we belong to an all-powerful God. In Christ, we belong to a God so power to give life. In Christ, we belong to a God. That's who we belong to. So much in 2022. Get up. Take our place in God's kingdom. March forward and be all about God's business. This year, Lord, let your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. That's the power of Jesus. The power, they only say a word. They only say a word. Young man, I say to you, get up. That's the power of our Lord and our Savior. And he can say to your situation, maybe there's a chaotic situation, maybe there is a death situation, maybe there is a situation that you need Jesus to say to, get up! Because there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, even death. Death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? He conquered death for us. Before we continue with the power of Jesus, this story illustrates our salvation. Ephesians 2, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. But because of his great love for us, God, who rich in his mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. God had compassion in us. And send Jesus to raise us to life with him. This story really illustrates that. We were just like the young man on the stretcher, the prior, the open casket, died and dead to sin. But in his great love for us, Christ came and said to us, Eunice, get up. Death has no power over you. Get up. That is our Jesus. He came. He came to die in your place and my place. Now we are no longer died to sin. We are alive in Christ because his grace is sufficient for you and I. This is the power of Jesus. His heart of love moved him to show us his power and his authority that he just speak to death. Young man, get up, even death obeyed him. Jesus shouted to Lazarus, Lazarus, come out after 4 days. That is the power of Jesus. Oh, we need to get to know Jesus more and more and more and walk with him this year. The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother, full of love, full of compassion, full of power, gave him to his mother. Oh, we can imagine the mother, the joy that he is rejoicing this morning. We need to have a heart that praising God day and night for our salvation. We were just like the young man dead to sin, but Christ came and transformed and transferred us from the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom. He died for us. And after 3 days, death could not hold him. Because that is the power of Jesus. And now we get to see the response of the crowd. They were all filled with awe and praise God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. I mentioned before the two crowds that met at the gate. The crowd that following Jesus just saw a miracle, rejoicing in what Jesus had done in Capernaum, and a crowd coming out mourning and crying, and a widow that is hope is lost for her. And when they meet, transformation happened. It's just like the day that you met Christ. We all feel the fire. We all feel the love. We all feel the freedom on the day that we came to know Christ. Because when you meet Jesus, transformation happened. And now Jesus turned the widow's mourning into joy. Her brokenness is restored. Her tears into praise. That's what Jesus can do for you. Maybe if you're here this morning, I don't know where you're at and what you're going through. What I just want to pass on to you this morning. We have a Savior that has the power, we see this morning, to say to death, get up. And he has the power to say to your situation, get up. And see the love, the compassion, and the power of our Lord Jesus. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. Yes, amen, he definitely is. He is coming to help us. We felt so helpless. We felt so hopeless. And Jesus came to help us. They were right for saying that he is a great prophet. But he is more than a prophet. He is God himself. Because they saw, they knew that the prophets in the Old Testament, they raised Elijah and Elisha, raised the two boys to life. But here, God is standing in front of them to say a word. We see the power of Jesus from the last passage, from a distance, and the servant was healed. And here he just touched. When he touched and he speak, miracle happened. Death is raised to life. That is the Jesus that we belong to. We're all filled with awe and praise God. Let this year be a year that we praise God in all things. I read this quote online. In happy moments, praise God. In difficult moments, seek God. In quiet moments, worship God. In painful moments, trust God. In every moment, thank God. God has come to help us. And let our heart be overflowed with praise and thanksgiving and love and compassion on others. But I want to encourage us this morning. This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Let 2022 be a year that we get up and tell others about Jesus. Let this year be a year that we get up and let others know this is our Jesus. He has the power to give life and he will heal you. He will forgive you only if you believe. Let this year be a year that we get up and tell others this news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. And we want that to spread out in our community, in our nation, in our family, wherever we are, spread the good news. Tell others about Jesus. We can take this. He said, young man, I say to you, get up. The moment I read this passage when I found out that I'm preaching today, this word keep playing in my mind. Get up. Get up, Eunice. Get up, Eunice. He said, young man, I say to you, get up. FBC, it's time to get up and praise God. Get up and follow Jesus. Lay down our cross and follow Jesus. Get up and rejoice in the God of our salvation. Get up and tell others about Jesus. Let this year be a year that we get up. Maybe God is saying to me, because I'm in a comfortable zone, maybe I'm being lazy, but God is saying, Eunice, get up. 2022 is a year to get up. And all about Father's business and all about God's business. I want to hear this year, let this year be a year that's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Keep telling others about Jesus. We want more to know Jesus. It's a year to get up. Whatever you're going through, whatever hardship, Jesus will meet you where you're at. He doesn't wait for you to come to him or meet you halfway. He'll come and meet you where you're at. Just like the Samaritan woman, he met the Samaritan woman. Just like this morning, they didn't send someone to Jesus. He was just on his way there for a plan and for a purpose, for a divine appointment. And that's who our Jesus is. And he's saying to us this morning, young man, young woman, yes, we are young in Christ. Young man, young woman, I say to you, get up. Because there's power and there's healing and there's love and there's compassion. And that's who our Savior is. That's who you belong to. That's who I belong to. I'll finish this off with the story. When I read the story, I think of the day that Christ will come and get his people. Oh, what a joy. And I'm sure that we can't wait to rise and be with our Father in heaven and sing and rejoicing. But now we have an assignment from God to do, to tell others about Christ, to serve him wherever you at. Love your heart and your work. And I pray that this year, let it be here that we get up. We belong to Jesus, amen? And his power and his love And this year, let be a year that we get up. Praise God. Follow him. Be on fire. Be passionate. Young people, let this year be our year that we get up. Tell others about Jesus. May the Lord bless you all. Lord, we thank you for your word. We pray. Pour out your spirit to us this morning, Father God. Pray, Father God, that there will be fire in our heart, Father God, that we get up. Thank you. There's power in the name of Jesus. Bless your church, Lord, this new year in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen.